A gunman and a machete-wielding man are shot fired outside the main hospital in our capital city. More violent crime playing out on the streets as a man fired on another after allegedly being threatened with a machete. Police are still hunting the armed man who fired at a car outside the hospital. The machete-wielding man has been arrested. Nearby residents and businesses have been left rattled by the incident, which happened at a busy commuter time last night. Our reporter Lauren Crimp reports.
A gunshot pierced rush hour outside the public hospital in this busy public place in Newtown. The altercation started at the Ascot Motel over the road. Nico Chen, who manages the motel, says he was sitting at reception when he saw a man with a gun run past. He doesn't know if it was one of his guests. He didn't want to be recorded, but says he's really stressed and just wants to forget the whole ordeal. Down the road at Southgate Motor Inn, receptionist Alika Hoa says she's feeling uneasy.
Very unstable and, like, unsafe.
She says it's scary to think guests could have guns.
Because when the guests check in, we couldn't check what's in the luggage. We don't know, like, what really they have taken. So we can never imagine that some guests in-house may have a gun with them.
The gunshot led Wellington Hospital to close off some parts of the hospital for a time. Nurses coming off the night shift say while the doors were closed, the hospital operated as usual. Faye Genisho says when she arrived about 6:30 last night, security told her to go through the back entrance. She found out what was going on when she got to her ward, but her colleagues hadn't seen or heard anything.
The doors were closed. You need to, like, have your card to have an access to get into the ward. I think the orderlies were doing great last night to enforce the safetiness within the hospital for the staff and for the patients as well.
Faye Genisho says she has concerns for her safety, but doesn't feel there's too much she can do about it.
I'm quite worried, but I think if accident will happen. If there's anything bad will happen, it will happen. So we just need to take care of ourselves and be vigilant on what's happening around us.
Ainur Saleh was working her first night shift at the hospital.
I was, like, inside, so I felt safe, but I'm not going to lie. Like, around 6:30, the lights went off, and so that's when I thought someone might have come in, but it turns out that happens every night. But it was my first night shift, so I didn't know. But it was just the timing. So other than that, no, I felt safe.
Leaving the hospital after an appointment, Gabriel Frigerio Porta said when he and his partner read about what happened last night, they were worried knowing they had to head there this morning.
These kind of events are becoming a little bit more frequent, so it starts to cripple a little. But generally, I wouldn't be worried about safety in New Zealand, yeah, but it's starting to happen, yeah.
Detective Senior Sergeant Tim Leach says it's a relief no one was hurt.
A really concerning and troubling and very public incident that we're really very worried about and pleased that there's been no injury to anyone, and in particular members of the public.
The man accused of wielding the machete has been charged with possessing an offensive weapon and will appear in Wellington District Court tomorrow.
And police are still looking for the gunman and his associate who were in a grey Mitsubishi Colt. They want to hear from anyone who saw what happened.